Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
FreeTalkLive.com for more information. We're a live radio call-in program where you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're going to talk about stuff. We always prepare for our shows with many things to talk about. And
many things.
Today is no exception.
What is today?
Today is... Oh, man. In Spanish, it's Cinco de Mayo. And I think that translates directly to the 5th of May.
May 5th. Yeah. That's all it means. Yeah. It's like 4th of July, but Spanish.
It's 4th of July.
That's what you celebrate.
What's right. Spanish for July?
Julio?
Julio?
Cuatro de Julio?
Something like that.
Cuatro de Julio. Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't roll off the tongue. No. It's just gonna roll your R's.
Roll your R's, right. Yes.
Ocho de Mayo.
That's what I celebrate. If you join my cult, we don't celebrate Cinco de Mayo, it's Ocho de Mayo.
It is amateur night, so those of you who are drinking and driving tonight, please don't.
Watch out for other people who are drinking and driving.
You'll likely survive.
There are on these drinking holidays, such as Cinco de Mayo, St. Patrick's Day, New Year's Eve even. Right? There are a whole bunch of people who don't drink with any regularity. They have low tolerances, they overdo it, and then they get out on the roads. So that's what I mean by amateur night. The amateurs are out, so watch out, buckle up, all that kind of good stuff. Designated driver, Uber, right, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
Because that's safer? if the Uber hits a drunk guy, you're still going to die in an Uber.
Right, but if the Uber guy gets pulled over by the cops, he's getting the DUI, not you.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or she, or it.
All right. Back to blue and all that.
They, them.
Yeah.
Was, were.
That's... My super pronoun for everyone is just it.
Okay.
What did it say? Right? Whether, you know, I know what your gender is or not, it doesn't matter.
I used to get yelled at for that.
Yeah.
Someone had like a new baby. I'm like, what's it doing now?
What is it?
What's it?
It's
let's
not
see.
An it. It's a he.
Captain's log, start date 0505-2024. So far, so good.
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC. Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Richie Rich.
yeah. What have you guys been up to?
About 170, 175.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dropped pounds.
I'm pushing it.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably shouldn't
get
any.
I had pizza last week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't get any thinner, right?
No, well,
you're pretty thin now.
What's the perfect size for a male?
A male?
Man.
A man?
Well, that depends.
Well, I don't know.
Is your mom asking or are you asking?
No, I'm just saying. Like,
is your wife asking? I don't know.
If you were sculpting the perfect male specimen.
Right? I don't know if it's a weight.
Height and weight. Well, height and weight.
Height and weight? It's like 6 foot. I don't know. 180?
Okay.
I guess. I don't know.
I have no idea.
All right.
Couldn't even tell you.
Even when I like would do sketches or whatever, I used to do. I was a fan of like superhero comics.
Yep.
And so I would draw these like muscle bound looking superhero types or whatever, and they were always disproportionate, like giant shoulders and chest, but like tiny legs,
okay.
Almost no torso, or very V shaped. Right. Mm-hmm. It was like one of those memes that were like the dogs all like buff or whatever.
I don't know the name of the meme.
One of the crypto memes where like they show the dog, the little dog, but then like they show the big dog, like he's all buffed out. Like, anyway, that's fine.
I mean, I might be able to picture the meme, but I'm not drawing like what it's called.
It's not important.
Yeah. Okay.
But I like even when I work for the sports entertainment company.
Yes.
We'll have guests in, or you'll see the event, and they'll say weighing in at 200 pounds.
A big midget.
And, yeah. You know, like, wow, he's like, weighs as much as I do, but he's like super jacked up
right now. Yeah,
so his muscles weigh more than the fat.
No, it makes me angry when, like, you know, like the NFL, they're like, the linebacker is 6'4", but he weighs what I do. And I'm like, oh, man, I am really overweight.
Yeah. So I don't know how recent his comments were, but Hulk Hogan just said something similar, right? Like, wrestlers today look like normal people. Like, when I broke into the business in the 80s, you'd go into the locker room, and, like, two of the guys sitting there looked like serial killers, and the other guy was, like, a big, jacked-up muscle dude, and then next to him was, like, Harley Race.
Right.
Right, and then he was like, and they told you when you walked in there that in order for you to, like, make money and eat, you're going to be taking food off of that dude's plate. You know? And that's how, like, cutthroat it was. And then now wrestlers look like us or smaller.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm a heavyweight by modern standards.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I get.
I mean, there's a couple of big guys.
I would get destroyed by a real heavyweight.
Right. I mean, there are fat wrestlers like Otis, who's just, he's, you know, 6 feet in all directions.
Yes.
But there are guys who are probably weigh just as much as him.
They're tall.
But they're tall and muscular.
Yes.
So I don't know if the weight thing is it, or the muscle thing is it, or the
acrobatics, that's why height and weight,
whatever.
You know, like height and weight. You said 6'1", 180. Like that's ideal. Okay, that's fair.
I just I'm not a doctor, but
well, so
I however am. No,
you
still
you
the honorable.
The honorable.
So for me, it's the ideal. Like, you know, if you're gonna, like, this is the peak, right? Like 6'5", 270.
Oh,
if I was like 6'5", 270, like
that's your ideal.
That's my ideal.
Oh,
now 6'5", 270, if you put it in, like, to a BMI thing, that dude's obese, right? But you see it on an athlete, and they're like, no, that's peak performance right there.
Right. And the other thing to take into account, too, muscle weighs more than fat.
I get
so,
it. Right.
Like, I mean, I'm just thinking of my own, like, stuff, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right.
But if I scale it down to, like, my height, right, if I'm going to be, like, my height, because I can't control my height, but I can control muscle mass and weight,
yeah,
right, I think it was, you know, my height and around, like, 180 or so. I'm like, okay, that's doable.
Hey, I'm not fat. I'm just short for my weight.
You're not fat. You're fit.
I'm in shape. Round is a shape.
Qualified. Fits into maternity clothes.
Please call in now and save us.
There is no evidence of the captain in maternity clothes that I'm aware of.
It's just the extra elastic around the waist. Yeah. That's all I'm going for.
Could be an AI program that could come up with that.
What is it when you start wearing sweatpants, you've just given up? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Jogging suit or something like that?
Yeah.
I did that for a while. There was a website called, like, the Gray Sweatsuit Revolution.
Yeah.
And it went on for, like, a summer, and I found it late, but I did it for, like, 2 years. Yeah. That's all I wore.
A gray sweatsuit?
Just gray sweats.
Oh.
To everywhere but work, because I got to go to work.
Yeah.
One of my...
But it's gray sweatsuit and kung fu slippers.
One of my bass players used to wear the striped... jogging suit, sweatpants.
Like the Sopranos?
Yeah, like 2 gigs, right? And because they're comfortable, right? Like sometimes when you're on stage, like the look doesn't really matter. You just want to be comfortable for the gig, right? You know, and so he took that to an extreme. And so he would wear the 2 or 3 striped jogging pants.
Right.
And then he had the matching jacket to go with it, too, so that when the gig was done and he had cooled down, he put the jacket back on. And
then went back to his day job as a Russian mafia.
No, at some point, somebody, like, at a show came up to me and they're like, who's that guy behind your merch table? Is he, like, dealing drugs or something? Because that's what the drug dealers were wearing.
Sweatpants.
That was all the super popular in all the movies and TV to, like, wear the striped running suits, you know? And, like, no, that's my bass player.
It was either Adidas or Fila.
I got Fila flip-flops. I got Filas. Oh, no, I got
put on the bucket hat. Boobos.
And I'm Fila. We should probably start the show, huh?
It's about that time.
Yeah. Okay.
Before the first vamped long enough to...
It's rain and gold.
Hallelujah.
Rain and gold. That's right.
Goldbacks.
From UPI.com. Active volcano in Antarctica spews tiny crystals of gold worth $6,000 a day.
Wow.
Peter Schiff is going nuts.
Oh, I know. He's probably booking a helicopter right to that volcano.
I told you guys.
Did you guys see the Mad Max
Furiosa?
Furiosa, yeah. When the head bad guy sort of releases the water onto the peasants, all the peasants are standing there down below the cliff, holding out their hubcaps or vases or whatever.
That was just Mad Max Fury Road. Fury Road is the new one.
I thought you were talking about Fury Road is the one I'm talking about.
All right.
where the people are holding out all the pans or whatever. I imagine that happening near this volcano.
Okay,
where when this thing it's spewing out whatever, and people are just hoping to catch.
Some getting hit with lava rocks, just burning a hole in their forearms, but screw it.
But you might get, $6,000.
All right.
We don't know.
Right? If Peter Schiff lets you in. he's got the place surrounded.
It sounds like a dream. It's from the article now. But it's true. In Antarctica, gold rains from the sky.
Wow.
I just love that. It's nice to think about. I've done panhandling, actual for gold in South Dakota.
Okay.
Right? Where you go to a river
that's
downstream.
I've done it at
Downstream.
Asbury Farm.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't mean panhandling as in I drew on a piece of cardboard and stood at the off ramp.
No. We'll work for
food. There's an attraction at Knott's Berry Farm. You can pan for gold.
Okay.
And you get to keep the little gold nuggets.
Is it actual gold?
Yeah.
So
it's probably that bubble gum.
Do they sort of add gold to the thing?
They must.
Because
it's an attraction. They must.
Yeah, right. It doesn't seem like that would be a...
I've got a little vial of two little gold nuggets that are just...
That you found there?
Well, I panhandled for it, yeah.
Yeah.
It costs $5 and then you keep whatever you get.
That's cool.
And you probably got $2 worth of gold.
Probably. It doesn't matter. It's the experience.
Yeah. tucked among the glaciers, fiery Mount Erebus, or Erebus. I'm not sure how to pronounce this.
Erebus?
E-R-E. B-U-S.
Better than Boeing.
Erebus.
Better than Boeing.
Yeah, I'm going to call it Erebus.
Antarctica, that's close to Argentina, right? Javier Milei should get in on this.
That's on planet Earth, right?
The flat Earth.
I mean, I don't know my South American geography, but the tip is real close to Antarctica, man.
Right. The end of the Earth.
Sure.
Antarctica is the end of the Earth.
That's where the wall is.
Yeah, the giant ice wall.
I'm just saying, if you're an ANCAP president and you'd be you have quick access to a volcano spewing gold.
He could beat Peter Schiff.
And you're trying to build your country up.
Right.
Get off the gold, get off the, American social dollar. Standard and get, whatever.
Yep.
Maybe you go get some of this volcanic gold.
Mount Erebus is the southernmost active volcano on Earth, providing a bit of heat amidst the frozen landscape. The frozen continent features 138 volcanoes, according to a 2017 study, with around 9 of them reported as active. With a summit elevation of 12,448 feet, that's 3,794 meters for you, non-imperial measurers, Mount Erebus is the most well-known. Erebus is one of three volcanoes that form Ross Island.
Free Ross.
Free Ross. Hashtag.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be a much better name. It's certainly better than Schiff Island. and it said that it was erupting when it was discovered in 1841 during the voyage of Captain James Clark Ross.
Wait, how old is this news article? It's been erupting gold for 150 years.
No wonder why you can't go to Antarctica.
April 25th of 1924.
Okay.
No, it's 2024. Let's see. It was Captain James Clark Ross. I partially brought this in because they name a captain.
Captain.
And I'm a real
captain.
Fan of this kind of thing.
All right.
Who carried out important magnetic surveys in the Arctic and Antarctic. And he discovered the Ross Sea and the Victoria Land region.
What
did
he call the Ross Sea when he discovered it?
It was just the sea.
Just the sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he also discovered the Victoria Land region of Antarctica.
Wow. And he didn't name it the Ross region of Antarctica?
HMS Erebus was the name of one of his ships. So he probably ran out of stuff, right? Okay. He's like, I already called something James. I better call something Clark. Better call something Ross.
At the corner of Ross Street and Ross Avenue, you'll find Ross's.
Yeah.
Gold Emporium.
better name the sea after me, but we'll name the land after my ship, right? What else can we name after?
Down the street from Rossdale is Rosstown.
Yeah, over here we have the Ross Dam.
Yeah.
Ross Arctica.
Scientists still observe the volcano through the Mount Erebus Volcano Observatory.
The Volcano Observatory?
Yes. And conduct field campaigns to look for extreme life forms. Extreme life forms. Like libertarians? What do they mean? Extreme life forms.
Free penguins?
The largest Antarctic settlement, McMurdo Station.
Oh, man.
Yes, MC Murdo, M-U-R-D-O, Station, operated by the United States.
Of course.
it's pronounced McMurdo, then, I see. My bad. Operated by the United States, is located about 25 south of Mount Erebus, 25-something
right.
south. They didn't,
it's probably there to tax the gold that's coming out of the volcano.
And is within sight of the volcano. It's checking for KYC and AML compliance to the volcano. So if you visit there. Right.
You can't leave with more than $10,000 worth of volcanic gold.
What the hell?
So I'm going to read you a headline because it's funny.
Okay.
And then we're not going to talk about it. But it's, can a rare Hawaiian mushroom really give women a spontaneous orgasm? And apparently it's a mushroom that only grows in, like, lava rock. So if you're talking about, like, rare organisms.
Extreme life forms.
Extreme life forms.
Wow.
Maybe they find more of this in Antarctica.
Or perhaps Uncle Arctica has just hidden it all. Uncle
Arctica. He's been searching his whole life for this spontaneous orgasm. It is a mystery to him and all his progeny.
What if it works on dudes?
That would just be messy.
They show some satellite images of...
Just go get a good massage.
Satellite images of the volcano reveal a lava lake that's been bubbling since at least 1972.
Ross Lake.
According to IFL Science. The volcano regularly pumps out plumes of gas and steam and has been known to eject boulders of partially molten rock known as volcanic bombs. That sounds like a good band name.
Volcanic bombs?
Yeah.
Can't get your luggage on a plane.
Damn it. Yeah, because you would have to spray. You have to spray your logo all over the flight cases.
It's B O N Z bombs.
Oh yeah.
B O N Z. Ooh yeah. I like
volcanic
that.
With a Z.
Who's got the briefcase with the bombs on it? Please report to security.
Ironically, if they have a bad show, it's just sort of expected because it's in the name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bomb. The bombs. The volcano regularly pumps out the volcanic bombs, and while volcanic bombs are exciting, according to this author,
I'll bet.
This almost sounds like the number two story.
It's the...
Also exciting bombs.
Also exciting.
Different kind of bomb.
If you need a fork to flush
it. A hot volcanic bomb.
Although, the next statement
Cinco
here...
De Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
The next statement here could also be sort of, you know, applied to both. While volcanic bombs are exciting, it's the bursts of gas. Spraying tiny crystals of metallic gold.
Oh, perfect for Peter Schiff.
That surprised scientists... who estimate the volcano spews around 80 grams of gold per day. That's worth around $6,000.
If you're like $4,000 after taxes.
If you're going to be drinking tonight for Cinco de Mayo.
Goldschlager.
Goldschlager. And then give us a report of what happens in the morning.
Yeah. Tell us about the volcanic gas.
Spray it on the back of the porcelain bin.
$3
of gold.
$3 of gold.
The gold has been found hundreds of miles away.
Captain's
from,
over there with a hubcap.
Yeah,
totally. The gold has been found hundreds of miles away from Mount Erebus. Antarctic researchers have detected traces of the gold in ambient air up to 620 miles away from the volcano.
So you're just breathing gold?
According to the science.
Gold in your lungs?
Yeah, trust the science.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's in the ambient air, right, and it's particles floating.
So then couldn't you just, like, get some sort of a giant, you know, mesh that's like...
Use an N95 mask. Those pores are really small.
It'll catch all the gold.
It'll catch all the gold.
So a giant N95 mask.
Yes.
Towed between two aircraft, perhaps.
Okay.
You know, sort of hovering, an orbit, if you will, around the volcano.
Yep. Just snatching up
all the $6,000 a day.
Boat net catching tuna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except different.
Yep.
It'd be airplanes with a net in the air catching gold.
Gold, yes.
From a volcano.
It's the same theory, though. You just encircle it.
Yeah, but then, of course, government would pass laws against netting.
Well, yeah, then you'd have to stop at the U.S. station there.
You're killing too many insects with your net. Yeah. It's not good for the environment. Rich.
It's okay. Just pay the fine in gold.
Right. It's legal at a cost.
All right. Well, that's it.
That was always the plan. Get rich enough to afford whatever like garbage the government's going to bring at you. Build up a war chest before they notice how big you've gotten, and then just
pay the fines.
I was trying to build up the belly, not the chest.
War chest.
War belly.
Is that what Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
Worcester, as they say.
Worcestershire.
But no, it's not war chest like W-A-R. Chest.
Right.
It's W-A-R.
War.
Right. Worcestershire.
Could you have a war on Worcester?
You could.
Okay.
There probably has been one. Darn Bostonians.
If you are celebrating Cinco de Mayo, that's not the kind of sauce you want to get tonight.
What kind of sauce do you want to get tonight?
You don't want to drink Worcester sauce. Like,
okay.
You're not going to, you know, but he's like, hey, man, want to do a shot of Worcester? No, I don't.
You know,
the hot Mexican, what is it gross. With the clam juice?
Oh, it's the hot Mexican hooker.
Drink?
It's not clam juice. It's water from a can of tuna. Mixed with
tuna fish juice.
Tuna fish juice mixed with...
Just tuna juice, man. It's not be too redundant.
All right.
Mixed with tequila and Tabasco.
Okay.
Or your favorite hot sauce in a shot glass.
Cholula sauce or something.
Yeah.
When we were kids, before it was like cool enough to drink underage, I may have done it once or twice, but my friends did it way more often, was shots of like shoyu and vinegar.
Of what?
Shoyu and vinegar.
What's shoyu?
Soy sauce and vinegar.
Ugh. Wow.
Yeah, whatever.
Well,
Trains you young.
Yeah, you can smoke banana peels.
Too. Did you ever, like, hand a bottle of that to somebody? Like, I'll show you.
I mean, I have a bottle at home. Like, that helps.
No, not really.
Made some chicken the other night with it.
It's probably pretty good.
It was delicious. Yeah.
Is this a boutique level of soy sauce?
No.
Is it?
It's more of a Hawaii thing.
Okay. So, but it's not bottom shelf, right?
I mean, there's different levels of soy sauce. Yeah. This is not the top level soy sauce.
Okay. All right.
I forget all the names that the Japanese have a whole bunch of different levels of soy sauce.
Yeah. You wouldn't do shots with high quality soy sauce.
No, we do shots. Yeah. But you also mix it with the vinegar.
Yeah.
Vine guy?
Yeah. Or lemon juice.
Ooh. Pucker up.
So, speaking of our number two story.
The number two story.
You know, because we already mentioned bursts of gas.
It's spewing hot.
And volcanic bombs. We do have a number two story. We'll get to that a little bit later. Probably, you know, I don't know. Segment number two.
Stick around for this one.
Because,
if you want to know what the number two story is, you just got to keep listening.
That's right. It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
News update. Donald Trump heads back to court on Monday, the latest on testimony from Friday at his hush money trial in New York City from USA's Jen Gilbert.
During Friday's testimony, his former press secretary revealed the 2016 campaign team entered crisis mode following the release of the infamous Access Hollywood tape in which Trump boasted about grabbing women's genitals. On the witness stand, OPIC stated that Trump initially told her, "That doesn't sound like something I would say."
And today is Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May. today, many Mexican restaurants across our country offering specials on food and drinks. Mystic Dan wins the 150th Kentucky Derby in an insane photo finish. The experts had to examine the video from all three horses who were neck and neck crossing the finish line. Sierra Leone coming in second place, followed by Forever Young. The odds, by the way, for Mystic Dan were 20-1. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Vocalists Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live.
Please call in and save us from ourselves.
Please. At 603-283-6160.
Call in enough and earn yourself a theme song.
Oh, yes.
Valid only on Sundays when Rick Hirsch is here.
No, you played it last night.
Not available in some states.
Yeah.
Taxes. No copyright infringement.
Taxes and fees may apply. Consult your local radio station for more information.
Or just call into this one.
Call this one. Yeah.
This is the one that will earn you the theme song.
Any other rebroadcast or retransmission without permission from Free Talk Live.
You, of course, have to say that.
Why are we being all statist and stuff now? Just use it.
You've heard of AML and KYC? Well, what we're doing is CYA.
Oh, okay.
It's called CYA. You don't have to explain that one.
Learn that from the producer.
We do have a special guest producer in the studio for those of you who are watching over at like our Odyssey channel or Twitch channel or watch.freetalklive.com, any
it's on
of those
the
things.
Big one. You don't have to turn the camera.
Founder of this program, Mark Edge, in the house.
It's Founder's Day.
Well, it's Cinco de Mayo, so no, it's not. But did you know that that stands for the 5th of May?
I do now. Thank you. Thank you.
You learn something new on this program every Sunday night.
Brought to you by the number 5.
And the letter C.
Speaking of number 2.
The number 2
number
story.
Two story.
We didn't even mention number 2 in this segment.
You said number 5.
I know. Which, you know, if it's upside down, it kind of looks like a five. You got to make it backwards, too. But you know.
Number two.
Isn't it the same upside down? It's the same upside down. Right?
Two?
That's an eight.
Two.
Okay.
Upside down. All right. So turn it upside down and then invert it, and it kind of looks like a five.
Yeah,
all
right.
Right? Kind of. It's a stretch, but, okay. You know, go with me here.
All right.
This from, what the heck website is this? I've never seen
it. The number
this before.
Two website.
It's called Gothamist, like Gotham and Mist, but one M.
Oh, I've heard of this site.
It says it's a nonprofit newsroom powered by WNYC, whatever that is.
New York City.
New York City television.
New York City. Mm-hmm. Where the best salsa's made.
I was going to say, that's where they make salsa, right? NYC lawmakers look to help pet owners do the right thing.
Pet owners.
With
pet owners.
Big poop bag bill.
Big poop bag?
With poop bag bill. Yeah, there's no
poop. A poop bag.
Apparently, I saw the word big poop bag and I said it, but that's not actually written.
So, okay. Right there at the headline, New York City lawmakers look to help. stop right there.
Well, they look to help. They just don't actually provide any help.
Right. They're looking to help, but they're not going to do anything except probably find someone.
Like, hey, look at all the ways we could help.
But we're going to.
But we don't.
We're going to give you a ticket for your dog.
How did society, like, maybe I'm just too young for this. How did society get on with dogs pooping everywhere? Was that just.
I don't know. Everyone's crazy with the dogs.
I don't.
People owned pets before you had to, like, poop,
okay,
scoop
so,
your own pet poop.
So here's what happened at my house.
I don't think it was a problem.
Here's what happened at my house, or one of the houses that I grew up in,
okay.
where we had at 1.3 dogs and two cats. All of the dogs were what we called newspaper trained.
Okay.
So in like the hallway between the kitchen and the family room, there was a door to get into the garage, right?
Okay.
In the garage, we would lay down some newspaper in a very specific area. If the dog was young and being trained and it pooped in the house, we would make them watch us pick the poop up, put it on the newspaper, carry it out into the garage, and then, you know, bring the dog out there, make sure the dog knew that that's where it goes, and leave it there. And so eventually the dog would mimic the other dog. The new dog would mimic the older dogs and, like, whine at the door to the garage to go because it had to go on the newspaper.
Okay.
Hmm. And so once it was newspaper trained, then we would take those newspapers. Not, I mean, you know, you clean them up every now and then, but you take one that's got, like, some fresh droppings on it, and you make the dog watch again. You take it outside into the backyard, right? We had a fenced-in backyard, so eventually this translated into the dogs whining to go out the back door into the backyard to do their business in the backyard. Now, they would do so, and then sometimes weeks would go by before, like, one of the children was punished in some way. Like, okay, you're on dog duty.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the pooper scooper. Go pick up all the poops in the backyard. Yep. And so, you know, you get in some trouble. You did something wrong.
I'm talking about more like when you're walking the dog or at the dog park or...
Well,
you know,
so,
like, at
like,
the beach.
So, like, dog parks weren't a thing. They were just parks.
Sure. And dogs just
dogs
in the park.
Right.
Apparently.
And... life went on.
I
there wasn't bags everywhere.
Right.
No.
Right.
There
wasn't laws.
Like,
about,
adults didn't carry a plastic bag with them to
pick it up.
Pick
hot
it up.
Poop. Yeah.
Right.
And then what? Put it in your pocket? That's
I don't know.
So crazy.
That's the thing. It seemed more normal before.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Where you went to the park and like, oh, we stepped a dog, and that was like
exactly.
Then you went and washed it off.
Kids won't don't know what that experience is.
So to
was it a problem? it a big problem where they had to like institute this type of programming?
To further complicate things, when we would take the dogs for a walk, like around the neighborhood, around the block, or whatever, they wouldn't go in anyone else's yard. They would wait till they got back and then poop in the yard, which we trained them to poop in.
Right.
I mean, that's fair if you're going on a short
trip. Like, the male dogs would, like, you know, pee on the light pole and the fire hydrant and that kind of stuff. But, like, you know, they wouldn't poop in somebody else's yard because we trained them only to poop in our backyard.
Yeah. I mean, again, that works for short trips.
Oh,
when you're out and about and people walk their dogs.
The other thing is when we would, like, take one or more of the dogs on, like, a road trip, you go up north to grandma, taking the dogs with you.
Yeah.
We would bring some newspaper. And when we'd pull up to, like, a wayside or something like that, we would just put the newspaper on the ground in an out-of-the-way place so that the dogs knew that that was safe to poo there.
Okay.
Right? And, like, I don't... Yeah, I'm assuming we picked that. I don't remember picking up the newspaper and crumbling it up and throwing it away, but I assume that's what we did. We just tossed the poo in, like, the regular trash can that was there at the wayside.
So responsible people were already picking up dog poo?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And the irresponsible people still don't pick up dog poo?
Well, that's a good use for a newspaper, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially the New York Times or Washington Compost.
It's now the best use for it.
Yes, exactly.
For only 50 cents a day.
You know, I wonder if there's any newspapers that are marketing itself for alternate uses. Like, right. Besides delivering you the daily news far later than right. the internet can.
Read this crap, you and know. Then you can use it for your dog's crap.
Biodegradable ink, perfect for fires.
Maybe it's right. compostable, right? Okay. You know,
the Washington Compost.
Well, newspaper is great for insulation, for those of you who don't know these survival
old
skills.
Old school, yeah.
Yeah, old school. Sometimes when you,
so
like,
that's
gut...
That's why bums use it as blankets.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you gut a home that's old, instead of insulation in between the...
Yeah, you find old newspapers.
You find old newspapers.
Oh,
right.
That's
yeah.
great.
So
I've done that before.
No need for a, what do they call it, a time capsule in those houses. You just
bury a newspaper in the wall.
Tear down the walls.
Just use asbestos.
I haven't put the drywall up in my house. I should probably put some Monadnock shoppers in there. Just hide them.
Just go raid the penny savers?
Yeah.
No one reads this.
For future generations, we got to rip down that sheet. This is a Monadnock shopper.
Do they still publish like the... The auto trader, the RV trader, that kind of stuff.
I don't know.
I used to find those for free at like all the convenience stores.
I think the internet put them. The internet.
It was Craig. It wasn't even the internet. It was just Craig.
Craig. Him and his damn list.
Yes.
All right. NYC lawmakers look to help pet owners do the right thing with poop bag bill.
But the bill.
Who is it written by? Is it written by a journalist?
It's written by Catalina Gonella. Whatever that is.
Is that a journalist?
I don't know. Don't they usually have a subtitle?
Not here.
No? Okay.
I've never seen this website before. I can't tell you what they usually do.
Right.
I mean, would you believe the subtitle? It said, like, Catalina Journalist.
Yeah, the other one. Well, we read one last week, and it was, you know, journalist.
Thank you for telling us. I'm going way out on a limb here. She wrote this article. It's been published. We're reading it. I think that makes her a journalist.
It could have been written by AI, and they just put her picture there.
Maybe that picture's AI.
The picture could be AI.
There is an AI.
I did send Captain a picture of the Cryptopotamus.
Yeah?
That was AI generated.
True. It hasn't made its premiere yet.
He asked for it.
I did.
And
It's pretty good, that first one.
Yes, yeah. One of them. Yeah.
The third one was also acceptable. The second one, I didn't really notice what was wrong with it until you pointed it out. I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
Bringing your own bags to pick up after your dog has long been considered the first and best option for dog owners and walkers around the city.
No, best option is just leave it.
Or just don't own a dog.
You gotta own something. Can't own people anymore.
But now, lawmakers are looking to implement a decent number two.
Come on, really? Did you write this article? Our whole shtick is the number two
story, man. If it's going to be clever, it's got to be clever.
I'm convinced that
I think they're on to us.
I'm convinced that Richie Rich sometimes picks some of these articles.
I don't even think this was mine.
I picked this one.
Yeah, this was Steve's.
Well, all right. But I'm still convinced that sometimes Richie Rich picks some of these articles just to hear me try and read them.
That presumes that I've read them.
It does, or at least part of it.
I do read part of it. I generally read part of it and see, you know. If I start reading an article... and something funny pops into my head, it immediately goes in the show prep, because then I know I can comment on it.
That's an excellent barometer.
It's really all just like setups for me to nail punchlines on the show. Nice.
The city council is weighing a bill that would require the Department of Sanitation to install and regularly fill dog waste bag dispensers on or next to all public litter baskets on city streets.
If you said that like Sean Connery, it'd be fine.
Believe me, I was thinking about it the whole time I read it. And
City
I'm like,
Council.
I should not read this in the voice of Sean Connery.
City
for
official.
Obvious reasons.
They should put it next to the ashtrays and double up on the smokers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the bums, while they're bumming smokes, they can just take their own dump into the bag while they're smoking.
This is New York, not San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad.
All right.
The law's main sponsor... Wait, did we finish reading? Dog waste bag dispensers on or next to all public litter baskets on city streets.
So now non-pet owners are going to have to pay for bags of pet owners.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Okay.
The law's main... and the installation of these
devices to hold them. I just want to make sure we get that. We're, like, joking around, but that's, you know, a
like,
pretty crux issue there.
Like, you know what's going to happen. The bags are going to be, like, taken. Somebody's going to unroll them all, Right, take the whole damn roll. Like, it's hard enough to even get, like, the little napkins to check your oil with at the gas station. You know what I mean? Like, those guys don't regularly stock those. Do you think the city is going to keep up with stocking these bag dispensers?
You may not have the answer, but is New York one of those cities that has a plastic bag ban in grocery stores and supermarkets? Oh, yeah.
I believe so.
Make a rectangle?
Touche.
Well, because now they're going to provide it for pet owners. Right, if that's true.
I'm calling for the magic rectangle.
You know what I'm bagging my groceries in from now on if I'm ever in New York. I'm just going to stop off at the poop dispenser.
Bring a couple of those rolls of bags with me. You're in Aldi's and NYC.
You put
your groceries in the dog poo bag.
Seems like they kind of missed the mark on, you know, whether or not plastic is bad for the environment, if that's the case.
Well, according to the magic rectangle, it says the law took effect March 1st, 2020, and prohibits the distribution of plastic carryout bags by any person required to collect a New York State sales tax.
What? Okay. So now you know where to get your shopping bags from, New York City.
It does not say that the dog waste bags are plastic.
Oh, I thought you said plastic bag dispensers.
It says dog waste bag dispensers.
Which are usually plastic.
I can't imagine them not being plastic.
It's going to be made out of hemp.
Reusable dog waste bags.
Reusable.
People start bringing Aldi bags to the dog park.
That would have been a good use, right? Like, plastic bags from grocery stores weren't just thrown away.
Yeah.
They were recycled and reused.
Right.
They fit that little trash bag in the bathroom, for instance.
Yeah.
Right. And then
I still use them for that.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I have a whole paper towel roll that I've stuffed over the years with, like, a whole bunch of the plastic bags.
Yeah.
And whenever I need one, it's just right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we don't have this problem in New Hampshire because you can still get plastic bags at the grocery store.
Yeah.
For free?
Not at the waste bin at the local city park.
You can't get free. What would those be called? Doggy bags? What would you call them? Dog waste?
Yeah, so I'm never asking for a doggy bag at a restaurant again.
They'll give you one of those.
You know?
I'm not going to go box, please.
Yes. Although there are things that you shouldn't say, or you should, depending on your relationship with your wait person, but like, I've said this. Do you have a little box I can put my meat in? Now, if you have the right relationship with your wait person, that's hilarious.
Right.
But if it's your first time at a new place and you've never seen this wait person before, that might be a questionable thing for you to say. Yeah. So use at your own risk, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I ask. You may either encounter laughing or you may get slapped.
Grandpa, it's pronounced quiche.
He snorted.
I got the captain to snort.
Yeah. The law's main sponsor, Council Member Julie Menon. By Menon.
Oh, man.
Who represents the Upper East Side. How is a side an upper or a lower?
Because New York is gridded.
Yeah. But how can it be a side?
North side? Be the east side.
Because you got the east, central, and west side.
It's not a cube, though. It doesn't have sides. It's kind of like a flat.
It's like east side, upper east side.
I'm not sure how it has sides.
Slang.
So the northwestern section of the city. Yeah.
The northeastern part of the United States.
She's throwing like gangs. Upper east side!
Represent.
She said she wants dog owners to have no excuse when it comes to picking up after their pets. Because apparently dog owners are just, they're making too many excuses.
You know, I didn't know he was going to go. I took him for his walk, and I ran out of bags again.
This is his number two.
Is that a law here? Oh, I didn't know.
There ought to be a law where the state provides me baggies. Then I'll pick it up. I'm calling my congressperson.
That's not how these things work.
Is there a law?
No, she probably stepped in poo and went, you know, there ought to be a law. Oh, wait, I'm the one that writes the law.
Right.
How can I spend other people's money so I don't have to step in?
Or some space cadet is like, man, I took the dog out and it went poo, but I forgot the bags, man.
So I just walk your dog at night.
So then they went over. What happened is they went over to the trash bin of the local park, probably emptied out some plastic bag that was in there with somebody's, you know, lunch wrapper or something, you know, and used that. And then, ding, I could pass a bill that makes them have dispensers right here containing bags for us for free, quote-unquote, free.
And she could probably steer the contract to one of her friends who runs the bag business.
It's like you know how government works.
Yes.
Is having next to a trash bin like the best place for it, though? But the dog's not always going to go next to the trash bin. You got to have them like lined up periodically throughout the street on your way to a trash bin.
Usually you need to have the bag with you so you can pick it up, and then on your way back through, you drop it in the waste bin.
Right.
So you probably need to like recalibrate your dog walking to pass by the trash bin first.
Okay.
When you first take the dog out. Like, no, let's go over here, grab a bag, then walk the dog, hoping that they don't poo before you grab a bag. Otherwise, you got to do double walking.
We got to stop off and get some trash bag scoob.
Oh, man. I was just thinking about what that looks like, a Scooby snack coming out the other end.
You're welcome.
It's going to be pretty embarrassing when you've got someone who has a dog and their dog goes to the bathroom on the street and you don't pick up when a couple feet away there's a dog waste bag, she said in an interview.
Oh, jeez.
No. No, because if he's not going to pick it up, he wasn't going to pick it up anyway, and he doesn't care about the embarrassment.
It's like,
right?
I would say
locks only keep the honest people honest, right?
And, right.
If you're going to leave your front door wide open all night long, don't be surprised if somebody walks through, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. What is it about, like, the whole guns thing, right? If you outlaw guns, only outlaws will have guns, mm-hmm. because not everybody who owns a gun is an outlaw.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Except for the law-abiding gun owners, they'll turn it in real quick.
Richie, you're so funny.
You don't know these people?
I don't know anyone that owns guns that would be like, well, they said to come turn them in, so I gotta throw them in the trunk and I'll be back in a little while, guys.
Oh,
I don't know anyone that would do
that. Well, that's because you live here.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the law-abiding gun owners.
In New York City?
Well, whatever. But my point is, they've passed gun infringements that have turned people into felons overnight.
Oh, yeah, they did that in Connecticut. Yeah.
And there are a subsection of gun owners that went, well, I guess I got to turn in my bump stock and my triggers.
I heard it on the news.
Yeah.
I didn't get a certified letter from the state police.
Those aren't really gun owners.
They own guns.
Well,
they fit the definition.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
No, they're the law-abiding gun owners. This is why there's a qualifier,
right?
There's gun owners and law-abiding gun owners. And when a law is passed, law-abiding gun owners will abide the law and turn in the infringing part or accessory or whatever you want to call it, or mm-hmm. will register with whatever with whatever the government says they need the form to fill out. Mm-hmm. Right? Oh, no, you can keep your pistol brace if you just fill out this form.
Us $200 a year.
Whatever it is. Right? They'll do it. They'll begrudgingly do it. Right? But they don't want to run afoul of the law.
Right.
I need to take a moment and just point out to our listening audience something very obvious. Beware of forms. Whenever somebody wants you to fill out a form for some reason, just beware of what you're putting on the form, because they don't delete those things. they take that and they enter it into a database where it is stored,
forever.
And it is there forever and ever and ever. There are two weapons that bureaucrats use. One is weapons, like, you know, guns and that kind of a thing, right? And the other one is forms. They use forms.
Paperwork,
right? Yeah. Yes. When bureaucracy attacks, all of a sudden you've got a lot of paperwork to do.
In triplicate.
Yeah. At any rate, if this bill becomes law, we're talking about the doggy bags in New York City again.
The duty bags.
We've segued off of the guns.
If it becomes law, so this is just they're just spitballing an idea.
A proposal, yeah, yeah. I guess. They're passing the gas, if you will.
Okay.
If the bill becomes law, the new infrastructure would be accompanied by a public awareness campaign.
Advertising.
Oh, got to get the advertising.
Tax money on advertising.
Yep. Yep. In collaboration with other departments of government. The Department of Health on the negative public health consequences that dog waste can have. Despite assertions that dogs are more intelligent than cats, the species has not evolved to the point where it can effectively use a bathroom facility. What am I reading?
The Gothamist.
The Gothamist.
A journalist from The Gothamist.
Yeah.
How do you come up with this sentence? Despite assertions that dogs are more intelligent than cats, the species has not evolved to the point where it can effectively use a bathroom facility.
Well, there are videos of like trained cats using litter boxes and
going on the toilet.
But she's referring to dogs not having not evolved to where it can.
But they're smarter than cats, I guess.
I don't know.
Are they?
That's what it says.
Are they?
I read that on the internet. Captain just read it on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Must be true. According to Manning's office, the city dog's population produces 27,000 tons of excrement annually.
Dun, dun, dun.
The city's
27,000
population.
Tons.
Tons? Dude, what if they just like...
What's that in kilos for...
what if they just put that into a city compost pile?
Right? And you got to separate it from the bag.
Right, the plastic bag doesn't compost.
Yeah.
Or does it?
I mean, if they put out paper bags...
Compostable.
If they put out paper bags, man, that would be awesome.
Then it's going to end up like paper straws by the time you get to the trash can.
No, they could have paper bags for the dog poop with a little, they could sell lighters. So you could just...
Then you leave it at the congressman's office.
Exactly. Ring the doorbell.
Where it belongs.
Yes.
Exactly. Drop it off at the congressman's house.
Light it on fire first.
Oh,
watch
goodness.
Them stamp it out. And hilarity ensues. You'll be TikTok famous.
That'll be a new TikTok,
Stop eating Tide Pods. Start leaving dog poop bags in the congressman's office.
It is not only a quality of life issue, it is also a health issue because dog waste contains all sorts of bacteria that are extremely harmful to people and also to young children, Menon said.
If you eat it.
At a committee hearing on the bill this week, DSNY Commissioner Jessica Tisch said she agreed with the spirit of the bill, but suggested the dispensers be attached to more fixed street infrastructure. She's afraid somebody's going to run off with not only the trash can, but the dispenser full of bags.
You know what they ought to do? They ought to, start the dog licensing process, and then everyone who's got a dog license just gets a stipend mailed to their home every month of these dog bags.
Yeah. It's like the water bill. Yeah. Use water, you got to pay for it.
You don't pay for it. Use the issue. It's going to be free anyway.
603-283-6160. What do you think of this new poo proposed law? Would you abide? Do you think it's a good idea? Give us a call. Let us know. More Free Talk Live is coming up. Hour number two is next.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.